Hello? Is anyone... Sorry. Sorry. I heard something out here, and... I thought you were a raccoon. Yeah, I was ready to defend the cooler and fight you off with my flashlight. What are you doing out here? It's almost 3 in the morning. Oh, the stars are amazing. It's really clear tonight. Yeah, we never get to see the Milky Way like this at home. Well, since I'm already awake now, can I join you? Thanks. Is it okay if I share your blanket? Yeah, it's pretty cold. The wind really picked up from earlier. I could go back to my tent and get another one if you want, but that might wake up Allison, so... Thanks. So are you looking for constellations? There's the Big Dipper over there. Ursa Major. Pretty easy to find. At home, I usually find Orion first. I guess it's the only one bright enough, really. Hey, is it okay that I'm sort of, like, on you like this? Yeah, I mean, it's freezing. Being close to you is, it's really nice. Yeah, you're warm. Yeah, I was shivering a bit, but you don't need to worry. It's just, you know, the wind, and, it'll be warm again tomorrow. You don't have to, Thanks. Yeah, your arms around me are really warm and feels nice. Oh, okay. Oh, right. Sorry, I'm gonna wake everyone up, but I found Orion. See the 3 stars in a line? Just follow where my arm is pointing. Those 3 are Orion's belt. So there's 2 stars at the top. Betelgeuse and Bellatrix. A lot of astronomers call those stars Orion's shoulders, but that doesn't make any sense to me, because that would make his legs way too short if that's where his shoulders are. So, I think that Betelgeuse is the top of the bow, and Bellatrix is the tip of the arrow. You can't tell me that I'm looking at it wrong. There's no wrong way to draw pictures in the stars, is there? Well, Betelgeuse and Bellatrix. Okay, then go down. So the front foot you can see, it's called Rigel. Just barely on the horizon there. The back foot is, oh shit, I don't think it has a name. Well, back foot's not important. So that's Orion. Betelgeuse, Bellatrix, Rigel, and the belt. Yeah, if we had a telescope, you'd be able to see the nebula under the belt. Astronomers call it Orion's sword. I guess because they're too classy or whatever to call it Orion's dick. No, wait, I'm totally serious, though. If you saw the shape, just trust me. It is definitely a penis. It's not just me. Okay, maybe it is just me. You know, I have a bit of a dirty mind. I hope that doesn't bother you. But, speaking of my dirty mind, are you... I didn't want to look under the blanket and stare, but against my leg, it kind of feels like you're... Hey, wait. Would you just wait for a second? Come back. Just come back, please. You don't have to be embarrassed. embarrassed. Honestly, my pride really would have been wounded if you were snuggled up against me like that and didn't get at least a tiny bit excited. Really, I don't care that you're like half hard next to my ass, honestly. I want you to come lay back down. I'm grabbing the blanket. Come on, get over here. It's too cold, and I have your blanket, so now you have no choice. Nope, no choice. You have to be close to me if you want to get warm. Okay? Don't hurt my feelings by getting shy now. It's nice to know that I have that effect on you. No, I won't tease you. What, just moving my hips like this? I'm just getting comfortable. It's not teasing. It's not. Well, does it bother you? No, see? It's only teasing if you don't plan to follow through. I don't know if it's really stupid for me to say this, but, earlier today, when I took off my shirt to jump in the river, and you helped me up after I slipped and made a total fool of myself, yeah, there were a few minutes there where it was just the two of us off the trail, and, I thought you were going to kiss me then. I wanted you to. And I want to kiss you now, too. Oh, okay. Your hands are just cold. It just took me by surprise. No, I want you to touch me. Just, here. Let's warm up your hands. Yeah, mine are freezing too. Okay. You blow on my hands, and I'll blow on yours. And God, this wind is freezing. Also, I don't want to stop kissing you. Here. Warm up your hands. Here. Yes. Yes, under my shirt. I like you touching me. Probably figured out by now that I really, really like you. And I would really, really like you to keep touching me. So warm up your hands faster. Between my legs. Yeah. Your fingers feel good on my thighs. I want to touch you too. But I don't know if my hands are warm enough yet. Here, can I just them under your shirt. Just to warm them up. Is it okay if I move my hands down a little bit? Oh, you're very excited now, aren't you? Is this what kissing me does to you? God, you're so hard right now because you want me. What do you mean, what do I want? I want you to keep kissing me. This is so good. Aren't you glad I made you use like half the bottle of sanitizer earlier to get the sticky s'mores off your hands? That's why you should always listen to me. Yeah, I always have the best ideas. Like, kissing you is a very good idea. And touching you. Touch. I'll be quiet. You can just move my panties to the side and just fuck. You can feel how wet I am for you. Oh fuck, I'm so past the point of embarrassment. I just need you to touch me. Please, just one finger. Just God, between your mouth and your fingers, I can't. Fuck, I want to keep touching you too. Can I just? Do you like it when I do that? When I stroke? Yeah, you're hard for me. Do you like fucking each other with our hands? Fuck, I want to hear you more. I know, we have to be quiet, but God, those little moans are driving me crazy. I don't care if there's marks. No, I don't care. Oh, I don't care if the others ask questions tomorrow. It just feels so fucking good. Fuck your finger inside me, please. I want it. I want more. Please, more. Just one more finger. Just fuck. Yes. Fuck me with your fingers. Don't stop. Fuck. It's hard to be quiet. Fuck, you're gonna make me come. Is that what you want? You want me to come on your fingers? Oh, fuck. I want that too. Yeah. Jesus Christ, okay. Give me a second. I need to, oh shit. Did I get too distracted? I've been neglecting you. No, that's not fair. No, it's not fair at all that you get me off and you're still hard and waiting. No, that's not fair at all. I think I should do something about that. Maybe my hands are just too cold to get you off. Is that it? Yeah, my hands are too cold, but I can warm you up. Yeah, I can, I don't know. The blanket, it's like, it's wrapped around. Okay, okay, we got it. Yeah, I've got it. What I was going to say, I know we came out here to look at the stars, and they're pretty and all, but don't you think my mouth around your dick would be a pretty nice view? Yeah. Just let me, oh, shit. Wait. I'll fight the wind for the blanket, okay? I'll get it. Well, you don't need the blanket, do you? No, you won't need it with my mouth keeping you warm. Did you touch yourself earlier? Because you kind of taste like s'mores. I mean, I'm not complaining, but I think I can clean you up a bit. You're welcome. Yeah. You can grab my hair if you want. Just, let me know when you're close. Well, don't worry. I'll swallow for you. I'd hate to make a mess. Of course I'll swallow it all. There's no littering allowed out here. Yeah, no spilling.
Mm-mm, not allowed.
Are you gonna come for me? Are you gonna come in my mouth? Yeah, I'm fine. Just let me get every drop. Fuck, I love this. Probably put the blanket back now. Just kiss me a little bit more, okay? You know, I'm really glad you were out here, and it, wasn't a raccoon. Yeah, getting rabies would really have put a damper on this trip. But I don't think we woke anyone up. At least I didn't notice anyone turn on a flashlight. I guess we'll find out tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Of course they'll say something if they know. They've got the whole 7-mile hike back to tease us. Yeah, I know. We're going to have a long day tomorrow. And we should both get some sleep. But can we stay up just for a few minutes? I want to be close to you for a little while longer. Yes, you are very warm. But that's not... Wow! Yes, an actual shooting star. Did you make a wish? Of course you have to wish. And it's got to be a good wish. I mean, it's not every day you see a shooting star, so you can't waste it. The Perseids were just a couple weeks ago. It's probably a straggler from that. Yeah, the Perseid meteors, because they come from the constellation Perseus. We'll find that one another time. Yeah, not at home. Probably won't be able to see it there. But just looking at the sky right now, seeing that the galaxy is so big, it makes all of my problems feel so small. I know stargazing isn't going to pay bills or fix relationships or deal with that asshole at work. Like, all of that stuff will still be there when I go back to work after the holiday. Stargazing isn't magic, but it's still pretty close. We're looking at ghosts right now. which is really amazing when you think about it. Yeah, some of these stars are dead. I mean, I don't know which ones, but definitely, like, at least a few of them are dead. And they have been for thousands and thousands of years. But before they died, they sent out photons that traveled millions and billions of light years just to arrive here on the little blue dot of Earth. Right at this moment, for you and I to see them. Yeah, I know. You're right, Mia. You really should see. Good night. I hope you dream of stars tonight.